There's no cheating cheatgrass. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. The invasive annual weed cheatgrass is difficult to eradicate because of its short life cycle and high seed production. Throw wildfire into the mix, and it's even more of a nuisance because cheatgrass can become more dominant and expand after a fire. Dr. Ann Kennedy, USDA Agricultural Research Service soil microbiologist at WSU.
My greatest concern was this whole idea of the fire going through so quickly and destroying acres and acres and acres of land. One of the reasons that we have an increase in wildfires is the fact that these cheatgrass plants are invading, and we're not able to stop those wildfires because of the plant material that's just so thick.
A 2017 report titled Economics of Annual Grass Control in Eastern Oregon examined economic gains and losses when treating low, moderate, and high levels of annual grass infestation. The financial values are based on three levels of forage production, 500, 1,000, and 1,500 pounds of forage per acre. The report found that treating low infestations across all three levels of forage production yields a financial gain ranging from 21 cents to $4.94 per acre. However, treating highly infested areas showed a financial loss of $3.76 to $5.43 per acre, despite the level of forage production. The findings give landowners a general estimate of financial gains and losses associated with annual grass treatments.
I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West, and we do everything we can to keep you up to date on all things agriculture.